All right. Well, welcome, everyone. This is Jackie Christensen. I'm your host for this evening for the Sizzle Product Call. And just to give you a little bit of my background, I'm a personal trainer. I'm a certified nutritionist. And health and wellness is my life. It's my mission in life to help other people improve their health. And I do that by making great recommendations as far as diet and lifestyle and also phenomenal products that Sizzle has. So tonight we're going to be talking about calcium K2. It is a product that Sizzle National manufactures and distributes. But I think it's very important first to hear about calcium and to learn about it and how it affects the body, why it's important, and we're going to talk about K2 in the same manner. So did you know that by age 12, only 10% of kids are getting enough calcium for proper growth and bone development? 10%. Can you imagine what these poor teenagers' bodies are like from the inside? Their bodies and their bones are nutrient deficient. So calcium deficiency is becoming a national problem. According to one recent study, 90% of women, 70% of men, and 60% of teens don't consume the recommended daily allowance of calcium. Now, most people know that milk is a good source of calcium and dairy, but there are other things that are involved besides just calcium. So we're going to learn more about calcium tonight, and let's talk about why we need calcium in the body. Well, when you're trying to understand why calcium is important, it's essential to know that to know exactly what role it plays in your body. So 99% of calcium is currently in your body, stored in your teeth and bones. Calcium is also important for many other bodily functions, such as muscle contraction, nerve conduction, regulation of enzyme activity, and the formation of cell membranes. So your body has a very strict guideline about the amount of calcium required to ensure your body will function normally. Now, calcium deficiency. If you become deficient in calcium, several things can happen. First, your bones and teeth will begin to slowly deteriorate. Not a pretty sight. This occurs because your body is pulling calcium from your bones in order to perform other essential functions. In fact, did you know that many women that have had two or three kids have a serious calcium deficiency. And if you were to take an x-ray of their bones, it would look like a sponge. It would have so many, you know, little holes. Let me just see if I can mute out the background noise. Hold on, maybe it didn't mute. Give me just a moment here. There we go. That was the issue. Okay, sorry about that. All right. So, let's get back at it. So if you become deficient in calcium, all these things happen in your body. Your bones and your teeth will certainly begin to deteriorate. But also, being deficient in calcium for a long period of time can cause health problems such as rickets, poor blood clotting, and that's where K2 comes in. We'll be talking about that. And calcium deficiency is especially dangerous for menopausal women who are already at a much higher risk of developing osteoporosis. So while millions of people take calcium supplements and vitamin D supplements, they think they're helping their body. They think they're doing their body good. But the truth is, without the addition of vitamin K2, this health regimen can prove to be dangerous. Because without vitamin K2, the body cannot direct calcium to the bones where it's needed. Instead, the calcium resides in soft tissue of the body, like arteries, leading to a combination of osteoporosis and atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. So there's a universal vitamin K deficiency, and the risk is in the form of cancer, diabetes, hardening of the arteries, and more. So let's talk about vitamin K. Vitamin K has been known as the coagulation vitamin. It was discovered in 1929 by a Danish scientist, and the letter K is used to designate the vitamin, since it's from the German word coagulation vitamin. I'm sure it's not pronounced like that in German, but that is how it's spelled. So through the years, it's been found that vitamin K is not a single compound, but actually a family of compounds having similar structural features, which also have a purpose. So there are two main subfamilies within the vitamin K family, and we're going to be talking about vitamin K2. There's also a K1, but as it relates to tonight's topic in bone health, it's vitamin K2 that we'll be talking about. So there's been recent research that revealed that without vitamin K2, calcium regulation is disrupted. So in fact, low levels of vitamin K2 are associated with increased risk of heart disease, atherosclerosis. And doctors have known for a long time that people with a lack of calcium in their bones are more likely to possess an excess of calcium in their arteries and vice versa. So the resulting lack of calcium in the bones leads to osteoporosis, and the deposit of calcium in the arterial walls lead to coronary heart disease and other manifestations of cardiovascular and neurodegenerative diseases. So there has to be a balance. There's actually a check and balance system in the body that that actually gives the body feedback. So calcium, as I mentioned, is important for normal clotting of the blood and conduction of nerve impulses and relaxation of muscles and blood vessels, but it also regulates body fluids and hormones and enzymes. So calcium is so important in your body with K2 that your body has a feedback system to maintain calcium at a constant level. Your body has a similar system for sodium and potassium too. So whenever the blood and the bodily functions need more calcium, where does it come from if it's not in your diet? You're not supplementing. It's pulled from your bones where it's stored. Now, your body can't make its own calcium, so the only way to get it is to eat calcium-rich foods and to supplement with the proper kind of calcium. Now, if you don't get enough calcium in your diet, you can end up with weakened bones, increased risk for fractures, osteoporosis, and cardiovascular illnesses. Now, calcium, I want to mention, is found not only in dairy, but also in salmon, in soy, which has too many negative health benefits, fortified foods such as bread and cereal, even broccoli. Not a whole lot of it, but there's about 20 to 30 milligrams per serving in broccoli or some other green vegetables. Now, the dosage for calcium for an adult is about 1,000 milligrams a day. For someone over 70, 75, senior citizens, that number should go up to 1,200, and pregnant women need extra calcium as well. Okay, so back to vitamin K. So there's millions of people taking calcium and vitamin D supplements thinking they're helping their bones, but the truth is, without the addition of vitamin K2, it doesn't fit all the needs of the body. Now, I was watching the video by Tom Maurer, the chief scientific officer of Sizzle International and co-creator of calcium K2, along with his son Tom Jr. and our research scientist at Sizzle International. And he was actually explaining that if you don't have K2 and you're not taking the proper amount of calcium or the proper type of calcium, you're actually doing your body harm. Because most calcium supplements are calcium carbonate. And calcium carbonate is not very absorbable. It's only 3% absorbable. So what some manufacturers do is they'll add vitamin D2 or D3 to it, and this adds about an extra 40%. But we're talking 3% to begin with, so it might get up to a total of 4% absorbable. So you have to take a tremendous amount of calcium carbonate just to absorb the proper amount. In fact, you would have to take 50 big tablets of calcium carbonate, 50 horse pills, to meet the daily requirement that you need, but guess what? calcium carbonate is made from oyster shells, eggshells, and chalk. And lead forms with it. So lead, as you know, is highly toxic in the body, but it's also highly absorbable. In fact, it absorbs twice the rate as the calcium. So can you imagine if you took all the calcium that you needed, calcium carbonate, to meet your daily requirement of 1,000 milligrams a day, you would also be getting not only just 50 times that in lead, but 100 times because the lead is twice the amount of the calcium carbonate. Now, I don't need to tell you what lead does. It's a heavy metal. It's toxic in the body, causes health issues, and can lead to long-term issues. Now, our calcium K2 is lead-free. There's no calcium carbonate. It has hydroxyapatite, which provides all the minerals that your body needs to create bones, and it has the proper configuration and chemical structure that's needed. In fact, Tom is saying that our calcium has several exotic types of calcium. He didn't get into the details of that, but I'm sure that he or Tom Jr. could give us a little more information on that. But important to know that it's the type of calcium that is so important, and having the K2 with the calcium is what you want to take. So this proper type of calcium that we're getting in the calcium K2, it actually goes into the bone so it can be properly utilized. Now, in nature, calcium is found with vitamin K, vitamin D, and vitamin A. Now, this is by design. Mother Nature designed this because these nutrients work together. So K keeps calcium in its place. So that we talked about how sometimes there'll be too much calcium in the blood vessels in the arteries, and this will cause plaque hardening, right? Vessel hardening, atherosclerosis. Well, K2 keeps the calcium out of the arteries. And when there's not enough K2, the calcium actually collects in the blood and can lead to these calcifications that we talked about in our arteries. So those who consume the most, there are studies saying that those who consume most K2 actually experience less arterial calcification and less cardiovascular disease. I'm not sure if he studies with you, but K2 prevents calcium buildup in the arteries by activating the cardiovascular protein, which is called MGP, which inhibits arterial calcification. And also, K2 activates proteins that work to mineralize bones. So just a fascinating topic tonight with calcium and K2. But I did want to share with you a study here. There was a Japanese study that was done. Give me just a moment here to reference it. Okay, so there's evidence that vitamin K2 has been shown to successfully reduce the incidence of bone fractures. There was a 2-year Japanese study and found that vitamin K reduced the incidence of vertebral spine fractures by 52% in 120 patients with osteoporosis. This is compared with patients who did not receive this K2 nutrient. So the high dose used in this trial, as with most studies examining K2's effect on bone density, was 45 milligrams a day, a prescription dose used in Japan to treat osteoporosis that is unavailable in the U.S., but as they found, lower doses of K2 also appear to have significant benefits. Let me just skip over here. All right, so osteoporosis is the excessive loss of bone mineral density. So this results in fractures and leads to devastating events common in people over 65 or older. and even with minor injuries, even with minor falls. So most, you know, the drug industry focuses on prescription drugs, but that only addresses the bone breakage and the bone integrity and doesn't address the cardiovascular issues or any of the other issues. So vitamin K2 protects against coronary heart disease. Now, normal deposits of calcium occur in two organs, bones and teeth, right? But abnormal deposits of calcium in the body occur in three places: the inner lining of the arteries, and that's where the plaque accrues, the muscle layer of arteries, and also heart valve. So vitamin K2 appears to be the form of vitamin K that contributes to the controlling of all this phenomena. So calcium has historically been viewed as kind of a passive marker, but now they're seeing its active role in the prevention of heart disease. Let's see, there's a definitive connection between vitamin K2 levels and heart disease in terms of the large-scale, well-controlled clinical trial. There was one in 2004, and they found a direct correlation between higher levels of K2 and lower levels of heart disease. Now, let me tell you about calcium and how it circulates in the blood. So the amount of calcium that circulates in the blood is under hormonal regulation. Now, the amount of calcium in the blood is critical to the functions that I mentioned earlier, including heartbeat, muscle contraction, vasodilation, nerve transmission, etc. So if the diet's low in calcium and K2, then the parathyroid hormone, or hormone produced in the thyroid, will increase the level of calcium, again, removing it from the skeletal system. So bone is active, it's dynamic, it's a living tissue. It doesn't just sit there. So this thyroid called calcitonin, it acts to decrease calcium concentration when the levels are high, and then vitamin K functions as a coenzyme during the activation of a number of proteins involved in blood coagulation, bone formation, keeping blood vessels free of calcium. So, you know, if you've been taking calcium, or you know people that are taking calcium that are women postmenopausal or senior citizen men or women, and they're taking calcium carbonate, they're really not doing their body good. In fact, Tom was visiting us in Denver last January, and he said it's almost better, probably better, not take the calcium at all because of all the lead that you're getting within that calcium carbonate. So we have this superior form of calcium. Sizzle's calcium K2 is really what you want to be taking yourself. This is what you want to be recommending. Now, I mentioned earlier that women need larger amounts. Also, senior citizens, pregnant women, etc. So our formula is designed to provide a much more pure calcium, and other major minerals, including K2 and D3, are in the formula as well to support healthy bones. So if you look on your Sizzle, My Sizzle Pro, or MySizzle.com, and you click on products and you click on K2, you can find this following information. You can also check out YouTube, and you'll see a 3.5-minute video from Tom talking about how our calcium K2 is made. So, by the way, Sizzle has a blog that also has a YouTube page. So you'd want to do a search on YouTube for Sizzle International channel. Sizzle International channel, I think, is how it comes up. So Sizzle's calcium K2 is a cutting-edge product that contains a mix of vitamins and minerals and blend of three different calcium. So this unique combination of important nutrients makes Sizzle calcium K2 different from most other supplements. And Sizzle's calcium is made to be readily available for bone support. So as we age, stomach acid may decrease, making calcium supplements even harder to digest. So Sizzle calcium K2 is a mix of several forms of highly absorbable calcium. It has milk calcium, calcium lactate, calcium citrate, and calcium gluconate, and they're synergistically combined to enhance the possibility of calcium absorption. Now, when I say synergistically, it just means that it's blended where each of these ingredients actually work better together than on their own. The main component that makes Sizzle calcium K2 so appealing is the inclusion of the K2, and research indicates that vitamin K2 is imperative for normal bone formation. And scientists have found that vitamin K2 is linked with the creation of osteoblasts, the cells that produce a protein called osteocalci that helps incorporate calcium into the bone. So we have a very sophisticated calcium product. So vitamin K2 regulates the calcium in the bones and in the arteries and offers support to the skeletal and circulatory system. And as I mentioned earlier, calcium may promote calcification of the arteries and other soft tissue. So K2 is an integral part of our calcium K2. So to help calcium go into the bones, vitamin K2 initiates a process called carboxylation, which gives bone proteins a way to hold on to calcium. Without K2, calcium may leave the bone and go into the bloodstream. So excess may be deposited in the arteries and other soft tissue, but again, K2 may help protect the body from calcification. Even in the correct form, supplemented with vitamin K2, calcium needs other ingredients for maximum absorption. In clinical human studies, vitamin D3 is needed for optimal calcium absorption. Also, magnesium is another important mineral to assist calcium absorption. Magnesium is important for that parathyroid hormone that I mentioned, PTH production, which activates vitamin D and the absorption of calcium crossing the gut wall. Magnesium also supports strong bone health. So Sizzle calcium is the result of extensive, innovative, and cutting-edge research. Now, if you eat the modern Western diet, or if you're concerned about bone health or future bone health, you need Sizzle, and you need Sizzle's calcium K2.